Chipper is with us. Chip is legendary for how punctual he is, Dave. Many people have traveled with Chip when it's a, let's just go, Chip, it's a 7 o'clock departure. Okay. What time does Chip Scoggins like to get at the airport?
AM or PM?
Let's go AM.
7 a.m. departure, I would probably get there 4:45 a.m.
Oh, my God. Why don't you just sleep there?
I've been known to do that, too.
So part of the reason that we're adjusting the schedule is you are going to arrive somewhere for an interview, and we're lucky to have you. So, I mean, I'm not taking – but I'm guessing your drive is like 5 minutes – and your interview is starting at 50 minutes, but you are just taking all precautions. And I can light up Seifert and others who would back me up in that conjecture. Are we correct?
It's a 30-minute drive.
Okay, well, that's
but
longer.
As I always tell them when they complain when they travel, because people, other writers hate travel with me. But I would always tell them, you never know, right? You yeah. never know when something's
right.
going to happen. It's going to be a backup on the interstate. There's going to be poor Seifert. He traveled with me one time. We were in Boston, and I got him there so early. No one else was there, but there was a guy on a it was a vacuum cleaner that sat up high. They were vacuuming the carpet down the terminal. Seifert took a video and picture. Just
oh, it's so good. Oh, we've all got our stuff, Jim. There's a reason why we play at the start of the show. Everyone's got their something because my list is not short. I can assure you that. Let's
That's right.
Let's start with the most popular sport on the planet, the National Football League. And if they just wanted to say to every other sport, to any other live programming, if they wanted to say, I want you to watch the first four games. And then we're going to use the old cliche, hold my beer, because you just can't touch us, be pretty good. I mean, those, I watched notable parts of all four games. And I'm not saying everyone was artistic and perfect, but the sport is not. And when you needed drama at the end, when you needed lead changes, the amount of lead changes were unprecedented. It was yeah. a tremendous weekend of NFL football.
Yeah, they would say everybody, every other league is playing for second, right, in terms of drama and interest. But
a distant second.
A distant second, yeah. Well, was it the first game yesterday when they put up the graphic that they had already had 12 lead changes in
yep.
the fourth quarter in the postseason, which is the most ever, and the guy's like, you know, like, this is only the second day. Like, this
yeah,
is,
yep.
It tells you how great it was. But drama, it delivered. Last second touchdowns, it delivered. But you know what it also delivered? You better have a quarterback.
Yes, that is correct.
you better have an elite quarterback. I mean, look at how many times the quarterback had to lead a touchdown to win it. I mean, we saw game after game after game. And so if you're looking at it from a Vikings perspective, it just reinforced how important they get that position right.
Yeah, the one guy – and those first of the eight guys who's not elite, who, oh, by the way, won the Heisman Trophy, so we're not talking, you know, is Bryce Young, right? And he's improved, yeah. but everybody else, because, man, I like Purdy a lot. I mean, I was yep. uncertain about Purdy. I'm no longer uncertain about Purdy.
He's
damn good. All right, so let's get to the game that's most germane
yeah.
to NFC Northdom. I'm on here with Collar on Friday, and I'm debating with them a little bit. I'm like, how are the Packers favored? I just think the Packers at the end here, and not counting the Vikings game, but they just keep finding a way to lose, and the Bears keep finding a way to win, and then you're watching the first part of that, and I'm texting Collar going, I was hacked. I never said that. You said that, not me. But then it's like, it just, if you wanted to crystallize their seasons, in the last game, here we go. LaFleur, just let's get the lead, let's be aggressive, and let's just panic. And the Bears, let's just hang in there. The defense at times can be atrocious, And then out of nowhere, for like a quarter and a half, they're a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those Caleb Williams throws. You know, I mean, if you want to buy into patience with a rookie quarterback and say, just hang on, there's a lot of Caleb Williams last year, there's a lot of Caleb Williams early, and I'm not saying he's Josh Allen yet, but that throw on fourth down when he's going to his left, and it is spectacular. That's a throw you're sitting there as a Bears fan and saying, we've only waited for a guy like that since Sid Luckman in the 40s, and we probably have our guy now.
Well, even last year when we watched Caleb as a rookie, he had throws where you're like, you know, he had moments where there's just, you know, you cover your eyes and throws that were like, wow, not many guys are going to make that play. And what was the conversation last year? Man, if he ever got good coaching, watch out.
Right.
You know, and then you saw it. Like that fourth and eight throw was just, I don't know how many guys are going to be able to make that play that he did. But the Bears are so weird to me because I was looking at it and I've had this feeling. I always get skeptical when a team relies so heavily on creating turnovers. And they by far had the most takeaways in the NFL this year. And their turnover ratio was number one, too. If you look at their yards they give up, God, they're like 26th. I mean, they give up a ton of yards defensively. So I just – it always makes me nervous because what happens if you don't create turnovers? Can you win, you know? But what they showed in that second half and the way they – defensively, they just tightened up, and that's where it really started. I mean, we're going to talk about Caleb Williams and the throws and all that, but really it was what Dennis Allen did defensively and getting that crew to really just shut out the Packers. And I haven't seen anything today. I've been writing if LaFleur, if the Packers have said anything on him yet.
Schefter reported early in the day that they are trying to find a way to make it work, which is interesting. I get the gut to me that says they'll go to him and say, we'll give you another year. Okay? That so you're not going into this upcoming year with the 1 year deal. Maybe you're going with the 2 year deal. So if the new guy in charge, it's Carmen Policy's son, is it Ed?
Correct.
Ed Policy. If he called you today, what would you say? The regular season record is outstanding. They made it to back-to-back championship games with Rodgers, but of late, they're not doing enough. Would you say he's really good? We know he's going to get a job quickly, but we're moving on. Or would you say we're not going to take a chance? We're going to keep him.
Yeah, it's tough because this is what, year seven for him. And yes, the regular season you can't argue with. As soon as that game was over, I thought, man, he might be fired in the morning.
I did too.
The emotions of it, and I don't know, Chad. I'd really have to really examine it deeply. Obviously, they know a lot closer than I do what's going on behind the scenes and everything. But I could honestly probably argue it either way, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was just such a bad loss, and this is now twice. Is it 2 years in a row? Something like this has happened for them in the postseason. So I don't know. It doesn't surprise me if they say, you know, we'll pack on another year, because I think Paulsey's been on record saying, I don't like having coaches go into lame duck years, which is what LaFleur would be. So if they tack on another year and just see how it goes, I guess that wouldn't surprise me at all.
So I would say this, if your call went to voicemail and then he calls me, I would say until Harbaugh was out there, I would have said keep him. Okay.
Yeah.
Harbaugh, I still think, has got some juice left. Now, I will tell you what I think is a very overblown side of this story. Kevin Harlan's brother is Brian, who I bet you've met. I, through Kevin, used to see Brian a bunch in Chicago when he used to be based there, and he was an agent, and he was really fun. Like, I mean, he'd come down, and we'd joke around a little bit. It was a great time. Obviously, both of their fathers, Bob Harlan, who was an absolute legend as the Packers president. And there's so much talk now because Brian Harlan is representing John Harbaugh that it's the fit. And I'm thinking, I think we're trying really hard here. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh is a very smart football guy. And if he goes to Green Bay, he's going to go to Green Bay because, wow, I got a great quarterback. Yeah. I got Micah Parsons coming back. I'm not – John Harbaugh's not going to say, I'm going here because my agent's dad used to run the team. This is idiotic. I mean, stop.
Well, and I do know Brian because he reps every coach.
Yes, like, exactly.
Every coach. Yeah. I think with Fleck. I mean, so, yes, I do know him, and that's like – number 9,000 on the list.
Exactly.
So.
All right, let's do this. Let's pause and come back. And I was watching more football, but I did see parts of the Wolves game. And let me just say this. Julius Randle, you just showed us what you can do last night. If you do that on a regular basis, this team's now dangerous. This team now can play with better teams, but for most of the last month, he's guarded about as well as Chip has while he's watching the game on his couch. So let's talk about what Julius Randle did to my guy, my favorite guy, Wemby, because it was tremendous. Back with Chip in moments on CCO. I want to talk about insurance when Chip gets in that car, when you get in your car, when you go to your condo, when you go to your home. Maybe you're like Dave, you have a home, a cabin, a condo, real estate. All those things, you have to have insurance, okay? If you're out there, I see the folks snowmobiling every day. I'm jealous. When's the last time you were on a snowmobile here again?
Never in my life.
Never in your life?
Never.
God. My father had one for years. One time.
Okay. I'm sure he was on it all the time.
Okay. Never was on it. One time, 1980, this area where my father's house was at, undeveloped. I took the wrong turn. Took the snowmobile right into the tree. Right in the tree. Who was my father? Probably... giving money to illegally, Kevin McHale. Kevin McHale's at the house. I had to sneak back, get McHale, to have McHale come out and take the snowmobile out of the tree. First time I met Kevin McHale. I'm not making it up. So if you have a snowmobile and you're a moron like me and you're capable of driving into a tree or a jet ski, whatever, you need insurance. Why not find a company like, oh, I don't know, like a big heavyweight, uber successful one, American Family, and then find a local office. That local office is headed by my friend, Amber Scholl, an office I've been using for almost 36 years, and Amber's been there for 16 of them, and she's now running it better than anybody. Save money, get coverage, find out. How do you track her down? I'll say it twice, so it's easy. TeamScholl.com. So it's team, and here's how it's spelled. S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Reach out today. Get the info. If it turns out you don't go with them, no problem, but I bet you will. For a while in the Western Conference in the NBA, it just looked like Oklahoma City was going to roll to another title. Then you saw San Antonio beat them not once, not twice, but three times, and they've lost some other games. They're still by far the favorite, as you know, Chip, but they don't look invincible. And then San Antonio, to most of us, we thought maybe they're going to be in the playoffs this year. Maybe they start to kind of do that NBA step, you know, make the playoffs, get to the second round one year, and then the big... Well, all of a sudden, when you beat Oak City three times, you're like, wait a second. And then you get the freak of all freaks, Wemby. And so the Wolves, who had played well, then played, I mean, they gave up 146 points the day before. That's hard to do if you're trying. And San Antonio scores the first 16. Can I say this again, too? D'Angelo Russell, who is just a fraud, is the one who told Target Center, dead-ass crowd, stand up until we score. Can we be done with that policy? First of all, how were those folks holding up last night, Chip, when it was point after point after point? Our guy Sheldon,
eight straight missed shots.
Yeah, our guy Sheldon Burns is probably going through the crowd. You can sit down. You can sit down. But when they needed to put force of defense along with Ant's wizardry on the offensive end, which was great, Julius Randle was just pushing around Victor Wembanyama like Chip Scoggins was playing basketball with his kids when they were eight. And he was smart about it. It was forced. And it's just a reminder. There's intelligence. There's a lot of stuff. But if an NBA player really, really, really wants to buy in, and you have Gobert and you have Jaden McDaniels, this team, if he would play defensively, with that intelligence and that force, they're just a very different team.
Yeah, you use the word that we hear a lot, and Chris Finch uses it a lot, and you hear a lot with the NBA, play with force, right? That's exactly what that was in those, what, five possessions, really,
yep.
down the stretch there?
Right.
When you're around Randle, you see how muscular he is. I mean, he is chiseled, right?
Yes.
And he used his strength to just body Wembanyama out of where he wanted to be, and he forced him away from the basket. And yeah, he can rise up over anyone. Did you see the photo, by the way, of Ant guarding him?
Yes, it's classic.
It's almost comical, but
it is.
But you're right. The way Julius really just dug in and said, "You know what? I'm going to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to score on me.
I'm going to be smart about it. I'm not going to go too far."
Yeah, and then you had a couple of nice blocks from McDaniels in there.
Yep.
Chad, they are starting to play like we thought they would.
Yep.
Right? This is what, 5 and 6 wins? Let me look at it here.
Yeah, 5 and 6.
5 wins and 6
yep.
games.
Yeah. Yep.
They're starting to play like we thought they would, and we know this is kind of the Wolves' MO, where they kind of stumble around the first part of the season and then find themselves and play better in the second half. And so maybe this is what this is, but the signs are there, and if Julius plays like that, they are a different team.
I don't know if you read it yet, and I forget the Athletic writer who is in Milan, and he went to the Olympic hockey rink, and I saw a picture of it the other day. It was even yesterday, and my tweet was, looks like New Hope Ice Arena. I mean, honestly, it looks like where my buddies used to play peewee hockey and the limited skating. I would go to New Hope Ice Arena.
The sheet was bigger than New Hope, though.
It was bigger. And like this guy, I mean, it's not only not big enough, like it sounds like the locker rooms are about as big as for a peewee team. The practice rinks aren't done, and we're about to have Garen on in a couple days, and I'm going to ask him, and I was going to say, not going to worry about it. I think it might be time to worry about it. We're less than a month away, and there's all sorts of stuff. I mean, the scoreboard looks like maybe a community college. You know, you can't have on both sides, the men and women, playing with the pros back in the mix. World-class players where I think your backyard might be a better setup. The Hauser backyard, when Hauser, like thousands of others, put together the rink, I think that's a better site. It's worth reading the story. It is staggering how, and I know you've covered Olympics, and so you say, here we go again.
Well, I have not seen that or read the story, seen the photos, but it's like, did this sneak up on him?
Yeah, right.
been awarded this. And, I covered the Sochi Olympics in Russia, where up until the last day and even beyond, they were still trying to – now, the venues were beautiful.
Yes.
The other things, some of the housing and sidewalks and those infrastructures that they were trying to complete, but when you're having world-class athletes come, and if the venues are as bad as what you're saying this story says they are, that's not going to go over well, I don't think.
Not at all. Thank you for your flexibility, sir. Get on the road, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chip Scoggins, fabulous, from the Star Tribune. Back to the ice story involving the death of Renee Good, what has happened with the decision-making of Jonathan Ross and all the follow-up, and a little bit maybe leading up to this press conference, which is going to take place around 3:30, involving who? The Attorney General?
The mayors?
The two mayors of the two biggest cities, and maybe other people, where they're giving hints like this is going to be our counter to what the DHS is doing right now. What is that? How about, in fact, let's start. What do you want to hear from the Attorney General and Jacob Fry and Mayor Herr? How do I say her first name again?
It's Cowley.
Okay. What do you want them to say? 3:30 press conference, responding to who knows how many of those new ICE officers are here, but they're looking to get to 3,000. There's no signs that Donald Trump is going to say, that's enough. We talked about it last hour. We got a lot of response tonight. Thank you greatly for all the responses. But we didn't get a ton on what will end this. What would end the ICE occupation? Because it's borderline that, right?
It's getting there.
The ICE occupation of Minnesota. What would end that? What do you want to hear at the press conference? And what will end this? And how long? Because you don't see it happening in the next week or two, do you? I don't.
No, nope, I do not.
Now, with Trump at a whim, anything can change. And also before the hour, we'll just get back a little bit to Trump, the DOJ, and Jerome Powell. It's 30 past 1 on CCO. All right, how does this end? Tell me the scenario where instead of having 3,000, who knows, eventually maybe 4,000. I don't know where the number is going to go. How does it end where you're not having immigration now, Native Americans talking about how they're being stopped and pulled over? If you're not white right now and you don't have your ID with you all the time, you're making an enormous mistake. It's just as simple as that.
Such a sad but true statement.
It's a pathetic statement. If this is the country you want to live in, we cannot disagree more. And like some texter, and I appreciate texting, letting going at us, just some level of respect, okay, said, don't you and your family feel safer now of the number of felons who've been taken off the street? Okay, any violent criminal who either was born here or came here that is not roaming free faces a trial or faces whatever their due process is. I feel better about it. Okay, I don't believe the Trump administration on their data, because the president has done this dozens and dozens of times where he lies about numbers, extrapolates numbers. The one he was doing a lot during the election last year, 2 years ago, was like the number of violent offenders, some, I think it was tied to the Biden administration, and it was like three administrations, you know? Has he stopped the border? Yes. Congratulations. Thank you. I'm glad he did. This show, let's just try facts. Dozens and dozens and dozens of times we called out the Biden administration on their ineptitude on that. Had many guests on, okay? But there are obviously better ways than having ICE, Border Patrol, and others, which large weaponry roaming from daycares to schools to grocery stores to department stores to businesses, and for some of them, not all of them, with the presumption of guilt right away. Because that's what that's what's happening too much. And a lot of that was happening before everything that happened between 33rd and 34th in Portland, but it's only been accelerated. And as I add often, there were many videos I watched of protesters over the weekends where I was sickened by some of the comments, by some of the protesters. Sickened. When they're driving their vehicles erratically and cutting people off and screaming expletives in the faces. Nope. If you think I'm just going to say, oh, you know, like when we have certain stories, I believe the police every time, or I believe protesters every time. It's not that hard to sometimes look case by case and reach a conclusion. It's not that hard if more videos come out on what happened with Renee Good and say, first, you wish she was still here, you wish she was alive, but wait a second, maybe I have a different perspective after seeing this video. If you're so locked in and so dogmatic, and no matter the information provided to you, what kind of intellect are you showing? And so we have to reach some point where I don't have to call my stepson as I'm borderline fighting off tears and say, please, Mike, don't ever leave the house without your ID. He might be the sweetest, kindest person I've met in my entire life. I would take a bullet for him. He's amazing. He was born here. But his mom, who is a U.S. citizen, was born in La Paz. So he has brown skin. And he is ride or die for me. And so I just can't envision how I would feel. And how all the people I've talked to now, whose businesses have just come to a screeching halt, are some of those undocumented? Yeah. Yes, they are. Not going to lie. But are many of them coming to a screeching halt because other legal U.S. citizens who are Hispanic are like, I've seen what happens to other people. How do I know I'm not going to be dragged away or beat up and then dropped off 7-8 miles away? And many of these ICE officers, a high percentage of them, would never do that. I believe that. Many of the protesters aren't the ones who are screaming and yelling. And it's not just because we're profiling them. Because I've talked to too many people in law enforcement and people who have protested saying some places, like maybe skiing or sliding to power, you know, right by Powder Horn Park, beautiful, kind. It's not always that. So what and how could this end? And then let's get to this press conference, which is going to start sometime around 3:30, maybe right in the butt. But this is a press conference involving the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, and St. Paul Mayor Colley Herr. They will hold a press conference to make an important announcement about Operation Metro Search. That's what's happened with ICE here. That's it. There are no other details, but clearly it will draw us, and we're going to carry it. What do you want to hear from the AG and the two mayors? What do you want to hear if you're more sympathetic to the ICE side of this? What do you want to say if you're more sympathetic to the protesters? And you can have a default, and that's fine. But also sometimes when the evidence is overwhelming that your default or this particular individual involved is out of line, there's nothing wrong, including like if Tim Walz is your person or Amy Klobuchar is your person or Tom Emmer is your person or Donald Trump's your person and saying overall, philosophically, I agree with their politics. But in this particular case, fill in the blank, any of the four was out of line. Like as an example, let's just get this story and then we're going to pause and take texts and calls. When the president is telling us today he had nothing to do with the DOJ and their investigation of Jerome Powell, if you believe him, you are incredibly gullible. Or you're such an ideologue that you've lost objectivity. The president has been insulting Jerome Powell, by the way, who he initially appointed, over and over and over again. Now he's talking about how much the renovation of the Fed building costs, where if you go back to the video when they were together, when Trump was coming up with numbers, Powell had to point out, no, that's a building that was finished 5 years ago. This is his revenge tour. Powell is going to be done in a few months. That's not enough for Donald Trump. That's not enough when he wants to go at universities or states or networks or law firms or certain individuals. You can agree with Republican policies. Tens and tens and tens of millions of people do. On size of government, I'm more often than not with them. On the over-regulations, I'm more often with them. On how overtaxed the state is, I'm more often with them. I don't want any politician, no matter the side, who their focus is just about themselves all the time and their revenge. That's what the president's doing. And again, because Walz was Harris's VP, and because of some of the back and forth, that has added greatly to the interest that Donald Trump has in this state. Let's do this. Let's pause. Joe's first up. Others, line up. You want to call? You can. If you want to text? You can. Plenty on the table. We'll get away from the topic again at the top of the hour with overrated, underrated, properly rated. And we might get to even more topics because since last Tuesday, this has been, what do you think, 95% of what we discussed?
Maybe more.
Right? And who knows what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes, and we'll pivot to it if necessary. 651-461-9226. How about I discuss a little Aquarius right here?
Could do that.
Okay. Let's go with the best company out there, AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. I didn't go with them right away because guess what? 1987, I didn't live here. But when I came back here, I had an apartment downtown and then eventually moved to Plymouth. And after moving into a house, we right away had the Kinetico water treatment system installed. And when I moved a couple other times, that's about it. Again, I did. I recently moved last year. Absolutely love it. And it's great. It's not just the Kinetico water system. It's the water softener and their ability to help out with your air conditioning and furnace. What a deal right now with the Kinetico drinking water. And if you get a new AC and furnace, both of them, you don't have to get together, one or the other combo, 6 months, no interest, no payments. Come on. It's absolutely worth reaching out to find out if you want to get the best drinking water system or it's time to replace your AC and furnace. Don't hesitate. Customer for me since 93, AquariusHomeServices.com. Simply Red?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Pretty good tune. Haven't heard this in a long time, right?
I'm bringing you the jams.
Thank you, Jam Master. All right, lots of texts. Let's go to call here. Joe, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Chad, I love your show. You know, I listen to you all the time, but I've been biting my lip on this whole thing. Both sides of these whole mess is to blame here. This whole thing is just a disaster. And I think both sides get as much blame as the next. Between the mayor, and the way they responded was a disaster. I think ICE is being a bunch of thugs, and I get it. But my problem is we have to fix this problem. And by fixing it is, it's like I told your screener, guess what? If you get carded at a bar, I used to bartend. I carded everybody. People would get pissed if they're 40 years old. Well, guess what? I'm 59 years old. I still get carded, and I don't care. So if you have to, if for a month ICE is in town and you aren't a freaking fat, dumpy white guy like me, you have to have your license on you. I don't think everybody should be having a fit.
Really?
Because they've
hold
created...
On. No, no, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Joe,
this mess.
Hang on. You know we go back and forth, so let me just jump.
Yep.
And again, there is culpability for Joe Biden a lot on this. A lot. Donald Trump, by the way, did not resolve all of it when his first term. But you're really saying that your friends who aren't white have to be prepared on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis that every time they go out, they're going to get questioned when there's no probable cause whatsoever but the fact that they're not a white person. That's the country we want to live in?
I never said that. I said I got four
you said
guys
for a month.
With,
you said for a month
said,
that
well,
should
whatever,
happen.
Well, whatever it is. Okay, what I'm saying is, because it is the way it is right now, and it's a mess. I'm not saying it's not, but I have four guys who worked with us who are Mexican, barely speak English. They're 100% legal, blah, blah, blah. I've talked to them about it, and they're like, you know what? They come to work every day. They have their ID on them. They think it's a mess, but they have to do what they have to do. Do I agree it's a disaster? I do. But my problem is, look at both sides.
Oh, there's plenty. Joe, I know
disaster.
You listen. You know I've called out both sides at different times, not in total, because I want to be precise in where I'm criticizing. I don't want to generalize.
I know, Chad, but you come on, buddy. You know you go after Trump more, way more than the other side. You do, and that's
Hold on a second, but you're generalizing there. I go after Trump because he's an awful human being with no, finish, with no moral character. I've also said Tim Walz shouldn't run. Tim Walz was incredibly culpable for the fraud, and Tim Walz will not come on the show because of my comments. So I don't just say Democrats this, Republicans this. I have the ability to call out people within the parties, and there's a Gallup poll that came out today, Joe. 45% are now identified as me, as an independent. Yep. That doesn't stop my criticism of Trump. My track record is long for voting Republicans. Will I ever vote MAGA? Hell no. Will I ever vote far left? Hell no. But Renee Good shouldn't have parked the car that way. The wife should have been daring him and mocking him. They shouldn't have drove off. I've been crystal clear about that from day one. Jonathan Ross should have showed greater patience, should have been in front of the car, shouldn't be switching his phone back and forth, never should have shot two more times on the driver's side window, never should have called her an effing biatch, right? So I've said those things. There's not a lot of, no pun intended because it's your last name, there's not a lot of good in what anybody did in that interaction.
What I'm saying is you have to start, I think, we have to start looking at both sides better here, because I'm sorry. What the mayor did of Minneapolis is a complete and utter ridiculous joke. He's a lunatic, and we can't – that's not a leader. I know Trump's a maniac. I get it. I get it. But what the mayor did to fan the fire and all this is not helping. This is a disaster on both sides, and I think – your station should start taking a little better look or more of the left side of this, because I know
Adam Carter is a centrist. Jason DeRussia is a centrist. You're wrong. I know them. You listen to the radio. You're picking and stop. You're wrong, because it pisses me off when you say that they criticize Donald Trump. You're too smart for this. I've talked to you too many times. Just because you criticize Donald Trump doesn't mean you're criticizing all Republicans. Both of them for years have had guests on highly critical of Walz. Is Jordana a lefty? Hell yeah. No. Is H a lefty? Hell yeah. But the three of us who are all highly critical of Trump have all voted Republican numerous times, but you're taking the easy way out. If you criticize Donald Trump, you must hate Republicans. No.
I'm not saying that, but what you cannot tell me that majority of what you complain about, I don't think you're trying
state,
to solve the problem. That's my situation.
I'm not here to be a problem solver. I'm here to provide intelligence and guests and my opinions. I'm not a mayor right now. I'm not a governor. I'm not a shock jock either. But go back to my Twitter feed. When the George Floyd riots are taking place, how I'm crushing Tim Walz and Jacob Frey. Go back to some of the interviews I had with Keith Ellison about fraud when they were very testy. It's all facts. I got to go, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's go.
Bye.
Let's see. Adam Carter's a centrist. That's the funny thing I've heard this year. Well, facts are tough for you. Your caller says Trump is the maniac he's prepared to live with, not fraud. Let's see. There's no room for critical thinking by the administration to even think if there's room that the best way to do this. Yeah. I mean, can we get some level of latitude and measured from Trump? Did I agree? I said right away when Jacob said if they're going to try to spin this BS, then he can't hold up with as much credibility as he did before, Dave, and say, well, we got to be calm. You can't say, get the F out of here and BS and then say, be calm. You can't play both sides of it. Just say, you're just going to keep giving your opinion. But then don't act like you haven't played a part in the agitation.
Yeah. I think that's why you saw the governor have a press conference a few hours later, much calmer tone. much calmer tone, because he probably saw Jacob's press conference and said, you know, we can't all do that. We have to have a different face on this thing right now.
Should we get out here at 35?
Let's do that.
All right. We'll keep going with it later in the show, but we can have fun with overrated, underrated, properly, early next hour, right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.